Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with
Deborah Rutter, and I'm the president of the Kennedy Center.
And we are here talking. This is a big week. I know you've had like about a year of events for the JFK centennial, all building up to his, what would have been his 100th birthday on May 29th. And this is the big final week.
This is the week. Yeah, this is the week, and we're really excited. A whole week of celebration. And actually, if you've been anywhere near the Kennedy Center in the last few weeks, you've been seeing banners, you've been seeing lights on the walls of the exterior, you've been seeing a lot of activity getting ready for this big week.
So if people saw those red, white, and blue lights when they're coming across the bridge and see the Kennedy Center, that's what this is.
That's exactly right. It says JFK 100, and people are wondering, what is JFK 100? Oh, JFK 100. I remember hearing about it. So it's been really great.
Awesome. Before I definitely want to dive into the events, but let's talk more, you know, generally about how, I mean, you look around the National Mall and you see the Jefferson Memorial and the Lincoln Memorial, and a lot of people say, wait a minute, where's the Kennedy Memorial? It's an art center,
exactly. And we're really proud of that, and we're taking this time, this centennial, to really remind people that we are the memorial to John F. Kennedy, not just a big bust of Kennedy in our foyer because we're named after him, but really, this is the memorial. We have his words. We have a lot of actually important historical fact about him in the center. This is our moment to really remind folks that the nation's cultural center was named after John F. Kennedy. What's really poignant, I think, was that after his death, Congress asked his widow, what would you like? And she and he were so connected on this effort. They actually spent quite a bit of their personal energy around the arts in our country, but also raising money for the Cultural Center. Didn't yet have all the funding in place, and it didn't really have the momentum yet. She really cared a lot about it and knew that his memory could well live on through a living memorial at the Kennedy Center. And so every day we celebrate John F. Kennedy. I think some people forget. They think it's the name of a place, the way the Kennedy Airport or, you know, the Kennedy Space Center. But this is the memorial, and it gives us an inspiration when we are programming and thinking about what we do in that center.
Awesome. Speaking of programming, before we get to this week's awesome event, give us just some of the highlights over the past year of what you guys have been building up to this.
Well, you know, when you have an anniversary in a performing arts center, you can celebrate a composer, you can celebrate a performer or a choreographer very easily because they created performing works.
There's actual works to
exactly,
be performed.
Exactly. So what do you do when you're a performing arts center honoring a president? Right. So we really spent a lot of time thinking about it, and we all on staff are now probably know more about Kennedy than we ever knew before a couple of years ago, and decided that we would focus on what he stood for, because we can't really, you know, do work that is around the civil rights movement or something of that sort. So we felt that we could program around what he stood for, and after a lot of discussion and review with his family, I should say, that we would focus this on five ideals: service, courage, justice, freedom. And then after we spoke to his family, we added gratitude. And we really believe that these are wonderful values, not just of John F. Kennedy, but really of our country, of America, and certainly ones that we could celebrate at the center. So we really thought about focusing our performances over the course of the last year and talking about them as it relates to these ideals. Turns out this is really not hard to do, because so much of the work of artists really focus on issues and ideas of our day. And so as a result, we've had dance programs that really are around justice and freedom. We've had programs for young people in schools around service, stories that are told of freedom. So it's been really a wonderful experience to link who he was, what he stood for, and all of the programming that we do at the center.
Awesome. And also, before we dive in, the days of giving?
Well,
what is this,
you know,
about?
So one of the things I learned, and I've only been here in D.C. for about 3 years now. One of the things I sort of realized that everybody refers to the president by the number. Now, this is not, just for the rest of you who are listening, this is not something that we do in the rest of the country all the time. So when I kept hearing, well, it might be broader than DC, yeah, but we definitely refer to presidents in that way. So 35, you will find in many places. We have 35 ginkgo trees that are going to go into our grove in the future, things of that sort. So we have built a program for giving. It goes along with the gratitude piece for 35 days. So 35 days leading up to May 29, which would have been his 100th birthday, we have a challenge grant from a really wonderful DC family, Shelley and Alan Holt, and they have made a challenge grant. They will match every gift 2-1.
Wow.
And this is really an opportunity.
It's not 35-1?
No, well, wouldn't that be? Oh my gosh, I got to call the Holtz. 35-1. What a good idea.
That's a missed opportunity.
The idea being that people can give and give back to their cultural center and give in honor of his birth at any level. And so we have, you know, $5 gift. We have a $5,000 gift. We have even larger gifts. But the idea is that any gift makes a difference and that you can feel like you're helping to celebrate John F. Kennedy.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
There
it's
you go.
Really
so
fun.
If you're listening to this, that's how you can give back to this
right,
and help contribute. All right. Well, without further ado, let's go into this week's events because this is what we're all excited for. The town's buzzing for this. All right. So tomorrow, Tuesday, we have Rebirth of a Nation with DJ Spooky. Explain what's going on here.
Well, it's a multimedia event. It will have music, a little bit of video, a little bit of spoken word. And, the art of our day in terms of having music from hip-hop artists has been really important addition to the Kennedy Center. And
you had Kendrick Lamar.
We've had Common, and we have Q-Tip now as our artistic advisor. To be able to take this really iconic work and have a new perspective on it with a new voice to the Kennedy Center and here in honor of this week. It's a great way for us to kick off the week. It starts on the Tuesday, May 23rd.
When you say iconic work, we're talking about D.W. Griffith's Birth of a Nation.
Exactly.
Now reimagined with these clips going to be shown with hip-hop reimagined.
Well,
so think
you
about
are doing
that.
A great job describing it for me, so thank you very much. But that's exactly the idea. And I think that's sort of what we're trying to do at the center more and more, and I'm hoping that people are hearing and understanding it. So thank you, Jason, for actually picking up on it, which is we do iconic work, traditional work, and then we actually bring in artists in to give us a new perspective.
Right.
Sometimes on an iconic work like this, and sometimes a new perspective on an art form. So this is very much what we believe living art is all about. It's looking forward while also taking an opportunity to reflect back.
And explain how that ties into Kennedy.
Well, because think about it. John F. Kennedy was not just a young and inspirational, optimistic politician, but he also really thought about the world in a different way. He was the first politician to use television, to use the new media of the day. He was the first to really speak to our society in a different way. He was aspirational. He was the one who encouraged us to think about our role as citizens in a different way. And, one of the next works that we'll talk about in this week is The Moonshot. And we'll be performing the Hubble Cantata. That's Thursday. That's a fantastic female composer, Paola Prestini, who's written this work, and it is on the anniversary of the moonshot speech that Kennedy gave. So he was innovative, if you can call it that. I mean, it sounds maybe funny to call a politician innovative.
That's true.
But on the other hand, he was always pushing and encouraging us to think differently about our role in society. And so I really believe that this whole week of programming is about that.
Awesome. All right. So we had Rebirth of a Nation with DJ DJ Spooky on Tuesday. The next day, Wednesday, the NSO is going to perform a special celebration with the one and only Yo-Yo Ma. That's right. Exciting.
Okay, so you know that Yo-Yo Ma helped raise money for the nation's cultural center before it was the Kennedy Center. There's a
he
performed for John F. Kennedy when he was 7.
Oh my gosh.
And his sister played the piano, and Leonard Bernstein was the host of a fundraising event that the Kennedys graced with their presence to help raise money for the center. So Yo-Yo is really sort of our lead on all things JFKC, which is our way of referring to this centennial. And we have him performing a beautiful work by the famous John Williams, who has written for things other than film, but always for orchestra. So the cello concerto of John Williams. We have music of Leonard Bernstein. And we have a brand new work from our composer in residence, Mason Bates. Mason has taken poetry and the words of JFK himself. So there will be a blend of the spoken word from JFK as well as lyrics from Walt Whitman's poetry. Brand new work premiered on that day.
Man, Leonard Bernstein, Walt Whitman, Yo-Yo Ma.
Right.
Man. There we go.
It's great. No, it's really it's really beautiful. John Williams. And then we're opening with Fanfare for a Common Man, which by Aaron Copland, that everybody loves.
That's just going to be awesome.
That's
all right,
a great.
All right. Everybody, that's on Wednesday. Go get ready for that one now. All right. And then also starting, let's say, Thursday through, let's say, May 25th through the 27th, we also have a piece we just had Julie Kent in to talk about. It's the Washington Ballet. It's called Frontier, about the space race.
You know, what's been really great is the number of arts organizations across the city who have been really connected to this JFK centennial. So we're really proud that the Washington Ballet is in residence that week, have that work, and that they are a part of our celebration. There are a number of different museums and the archives and the Library of Congress, and of course the library, JFK Library, based in Boston, who are really participating in this celebration. And we're just really pleased that the ballet is performing this work that week.
It's really, and just hearing them talk about it, I mean, you guys will see it in the other piece on TOP, but just the way that it lends itself to dance with, you know, when the astronauts are training, it's more earthbound, rigid movements. And then when they get into space, they try to do the weightlessness with the moon.
Yeah,
so it's interesting how the different disciplines can factor into these.
That's exactly right. That's what we love about the Kennedy Center.
Well, keep bringing us the good stuff.
Thanks.
You keep doing it. All right. So speaking of the space sort of race and Kennedy's tying into that, come back around to the Hubble Cantata that you mentioned earlier.
So this is a really cool work. It has a small orchestra, members of the Washington Chorus, another arts organization in the city who's helping us celebrate, and this work, and it is about the Hubble satellite. And there's a virtual reality component to it. It is so cool, and it, as I said, it is on the day of the anniversary of his moonshot speech. So we're delighted to have this brand new work. There's been a lot of excitement about it, a lot of buzz.
That's awesome. So who's actually going to be performing this?
So the Hubble Cantata is a really cool work. It is for a large performance ensemble, a large chorus of 100 singers from the Washington Chorus, which we're delighted to have them. Julian Wachner, their outgoing music director, is leading this whole performance. The work is composed by Paola Pristini, and we have two superstar opera singers, Nathan Gunn and Talese Trevina.
Nice.
And they're singing. It will have a virtual reality component where really it's going to be a different experience. It's not your traditional concert hall performance, but really fun. And as I said, it's on the anniversary of the moonshot speech.
How cool is that? So that's Thursday, but how cool is it that you get to do it on the actual anniversary? This is amazing.
Well, that's why I think this was all meant to be, because
right.
there are so many important things that
stars align.
Exactly, the stars are aligning. And, you know, the fact that on Memorial Day itself is his birthday is really special. Then I think it was just sort of all meant to be.
I love that. I love that idea. Okay, cool. So Hubble's Thursday, and then Saturday is one of the really big events we really want to emphasize here, the open house.
Open house is something that has been really popular at the Kennedy Center. It's been a number of years since we've hosted it, and it will be an all-day celebration, starting around 10 o'clock in the morning, going through the evening. All kinds of events, inside, outside, in the performance spaces, some really sort of unexpected stuff, and some more traditional. We have a whole day of singing. The Washington Ballet will have a free performance as well. A lot of family activities. So please come on down. It will be an opportunity to really remind us of what it meant to be in America with John F. Kennedy, a day of optimism and hope and participation. And it's our way at the center to give back. We really want people to come and celebrate with us.
And what are the hours on that again?
10 to 10.
10 to 10. All right, so all day.
All day.
Come on out. And it's free. That's the best part.
That's the best part of all.
Okay, cool. But you're not done yet. On Sunday, you have the National Memorial Day concert.
Right. The tradition is that the National Symphony Orchestra is on the Mall. And this is, of course, filmed and is live on PBS. But it's better to be in person. And a wonderful program. Their traditional concert. And can't have the weekend without that.
Absolutely. And then sort of wrapping it all up, we're building to the big 100th birthday. That's on Monday the 29th.
On Monday. So we've decided to take to let the celebration be on a Saturday and have that be sort of, you know, the whole community coming together. On Monday, we'll have a really beautiful program starting at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And this is... been put together with a lot of input from the family. We've really wanted to make sure that they felt great about this. And when I first started speaking with them several years ago, it was really about thinking how best to remember him. And his words often are the best way to do that. So we have a lot of spoken word. We have music and dance. But this is not sort of a musical variety show. It's more about reflecting on who he was and celebrating the great man that he was and what he gave to us and the inspiration he was for our country. So we have some fantastic actors, dancers, performers.
Jed Bartlett? Martin Sheen?
Exactly. Martin Sheen will be there. One of the prima ballerinas of our day, Tyler Peck, will come and be there. Renee Fleming will be singing. We have some surprises as well along the way, but it will be, it's intended to be open and affordable to all. So we have a very reasonable ticket price, and it will be at 4 o'clock so that it will be over in time for our traditional daily Millennium Stage free programming when we have a military band who will be there with us. So it is intended to be the sort of authentic, appropriate celebration for our 35th president.
We love it. And then, of course, when this is over, I mean, yes, the official centennial will be over, but just describe how it's an ongoing celebration of the man's
life. You know, this has been really a heartwarming and important experience for us at the center and for the people closest to us. I've been traveling across the country in this last year talking about the centennial, and it is remarkable how many people respond to this and have been generous with their time and their money and their interest. And it has really encouraged us to think about how we can update the memorial, how we can include it as we expand our footprint here in Washington, and to include his words all the more across the center and in the work that we do. So while this is sort of the pinnacle, how could it not be? Because of being his birthday week, we will continue to celebrate through this year, and we will take this opportunity to really reimagine who John F. Kennedy was in our world, not just our world at the Kennedy Center, but in our larger world, and to encourage people to come to the center to see and participate in world-class arts, of course, but also to understand who he was and to celebrate the memorial.
So after all this week's over, the Kennedy will be back in the Kennedy Center.
More Kennedy, more John F. Kennedy at the Kennedy Center, exactly.
Awesome. Deborah, thanks so much. You're really generous with your time, and this is a great slate of events. We can't wait to hit them all.
Jason, I love talking to you. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.